This is the Sakar Moli of 24th of August 2026. Essence. Sweet children, remember with great love the Father who gives you happiness. There cannot be love without having remembrance. Question. Why does the Father signal you children every day to practice having remembrance of him? Answer. Because it is only by having remembrance that you souls will become pure. Only by having remembrance will you be able to claim your full inheritance. All the bondages of you souls will end, and you will become free from sin and be liberated from punishment. The more you stay in remembrance, the happier you will become, and the closer you will experience the destination to be. You will also never be tired, but will experience unlimited happiness. Therefore, it is essential to practice having remembrance. Song. Do not forget the days of your childhood. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children understood the meaning of a line of the song. You now belong to the unlimited Father while alive. You have belonged to limited fathers for the whole cycle. Even in the golden age you belong to limited fathers. Now only you Brahmin children belong to the unlimited Father. You know that you are claiming your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. If you leave the Father, you won't be able to claim your unlimited inheritance. Although you explain to people, no one is happy with just a little. People want a lot of wealth. There cannot be happiness without wealth. Wealth is needed. Peace is needed, and a body free from disease is also needed. Only you children know what there is in the world today and what there will be tomorrow. Destruction is standing just in front of you. These things are not in the intellects of anyone else. Even if they do understand that destruction is just ahead, they do not know what they have to do. You children understand that war can start at any moment. If there is just a spark somewhere, everything will explode. It will not take long. Previously too, such a big war took place through just a small thing. You children know that the old world is about to end and that you must therefore now claim your inheritance from the Father as quickly as possible. If you continue to remember the Father constantly, you can remain very cheerful. As soon as you become body conscious, your happiness disappears. When you become soul conscious, you are able to remember the Father. When you become body conscious, you forget the Father and take sorrow. The more you remember the Father, the more happiness you will receive from the unlimited Father. You have come here to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. There is a lot of difference between the maids and servants of a king and queen and those of their subjects. The efforts made now become fixed for cycle after cycle. At the end, everyone will have visions of how much effort each of you made. Even now, the Father says, continue to look at your stage. How much do I remember the sweetest Baba of all, from whom we receive our inheritance of heaven? Everything for you depends on your remembrance. The more you remember him, the greater your happiness will be. You will understand that you have now come closer. Some become tired and wonder how much further the destination still is. If they reach their destination, their efforts would have been worthwhile. No one in the world knows who God is. They say, O God, and they then say that God is in the pebbles and stones. You children understand that you now belong to the Father. You have to follow the directions of the Father. You may be living abroad, but you have to remember the Father while living there. You have received Srimat. A soul cannot become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan without remembering the Father. You say, Baba, I will claim my full inheritance from you. Just as our Baba has claimed the inheritance, so I will also make effort and definitely claim his throne. Mama and Baba become the king and queen, and so we will also become that. The examination is the same for everyone. You are taught very little, simply remember the Father. This is known as the power of easy Raja Yoga. You understand that you receive a lot of power through yoga. If you perform any sinful actions, you will experience a lot of punishment and your status will be destroyed. It is in remembrance that Maya creates obstacles. You know that you are going to the pure world. Those who become Brahmins will be instruments for this. You cannot claim your inheritance from the Father without becoming a Brahmin, a mouth-born child of Brahma. A father creates children in order to give them their inheritance. We belong to Shiv Baba anyway. He makes the world new in order to give you children the inheritance. It is only bodily beings who are given an inheritance. Souls reside up above. There is no question of an inheritance or a reward there. You are now making effort and will receive your reward. The world doesn't know about this. The time is now coming close. They keep threatening that if so-and-so does such and such a thing, they will blow them up. They are making preparations for that. The bombs, etc., are not just for keeping. Many preparations are being made. Did Pakistan and Hindustan exist at the time of the British government? They have written about the war with the Yadavas. There was no war between the Pandavas and Kauravas. The Yadavas are truly battling now. The bombs are also all ready. The Father has now ordered us, remember me, otherwise you will have to cry a lot at the end. When someone fails an examination, he goes and drowns himself in anger. Here there is no question of anger. You will have many visions at the end. You will also know what you will become. The Father's duty is to inspire you to make effort. He says, children, since you forget to remember me while doing your work, or you don't have time, then just sit down. Sit in remembrance and remember the Father. When you meet one another, try to remember Baba. By sitting down in remembrance with others, you will be able to receive help and remember him well. Whether you come here or not, the main thing is to remember the Father. When someone goes abroad, he would no longer be able to come here. When you are there, simply remember one thing, that you will become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan by having remembrance of the Father. The Father says, simply remember one thing, remember the Father. the Father says, man above. Remember me and you will become a master of the world. The main thing is remembrance. There is no question of going anywhere. Stay at home and simply continue to remember the Father. If you don't become pure, you won't be able to remember the Father. Not everyone will come and sit in class here and study. Just take the mantra and you can then go anywhere, abroad. The Father has shown you the way to become Satopradhan. When you go to a centre, you are of course able to hear new points. If you're unable to go for any reason, or if there is rain or a curfew and you cannot go out, what would you do then? The Father says it doesn't matter. Wherever you stay, simply stay in remembrance. Remember him while moving around. Tell others to remember the Father, and their sins will be absolved, and they will become deities. There are just two expressions. The Father says, don't forget this childhood. Today you are laughing, whereas tomorrow, if you forget the Father, there will be tears. You have to claim your full inheritance from the Father. There are many who say they will definitely go to heaven and that whatever is in their fortune will be fine. That is not called making effort. People make effort to claim an elevated status. Now that you are receiving a high status from the Father, why should you become careless? Those who don't study at school have to bow down in front of those who have studied. If you don't remember the Father fully, you become maids and servants of the subjects. You should not become happy with that. The Father explains, sweet children, you come here personally and go back refreshed. Some are in bondage and so it doesn't matter if they stay at home and continue to remember the Father. Everything is explained to you so easily. Death is just ahead. War will start suddenly. They continue to threaten one another. If you do even the slightest wrong thing, we will do the same. They warn one another in advance. They have a lot of pride in the bombs they have. The Father says, children are not yet clever with the power of yoga. It shouldn't be that the war begins before you are ready. However, according to the drama, it will not happen like that. You children have not yet claimed your full inheritance, and this is why you have the faith that even if a war starts, it will soon end. Because the kingdom has not yet been established. It requires time. He continues to inspire you to make effort because you don't know when anything could happen. Buses, aeroplanes, and trains crash. Death nowadays takes place so easily. Even the earth continues to shake. The earthquakes have to do the maximum work. However, you must claim your full inheritance from the Father before destruction takes place. This is why you have to remember the Father with a lot of love. Baba, we have no one apart from you. Simply continue to remember the Father. He explains to you so easily, just as you explain to small children. He doesn't give you any other difficulty. Simply remember me. You have been burnt to death by sitting on the pyre of lust. Therefore sit on the pyre of this knowledge and become pure. When people ask you what your aim is, tell them that the Father of everyone says, constantly remember me alone and your sins will be absolved and you will become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. the bestower of salvation for all is the one Father. The Father says, now simply remember me and the rust will be removed. You can just give them this message. When you stay in remembrance, you will be able to make others remember Baba. You will then be interested in telling others. Otherwise it won't come from your heart. The Father says, wherever you may be, simply remember me as much as possible. Even if there is a little difficulty with your food and drink, you still have to live at home. Stay at home and remember the Father. Whoever you meet, tell them the teachings. Death is just ahead. The Father says, all of you have become tamopradan and impure. Now remember me and become pure. It is souls who have become impure. In the golden age, souls are pure. Souls will become pure by having remembrance of the Father. There is no other way. Continue to give this message to everyone, and many will benefit. Baba doesn't give you any other difficulty. It is now the most auspicious month of charity, Purushottam. Go and explain who the most elevated beings are. At the beginning of the Golden Age, Lakshmi and Narayan were the most elevated. It was the Father who made them so elevated, which means that he established heaven. Only the Purifier Father purifies all souls. It is the Father who makes you into the most elevated of all beings. Those who were worthy of worship have become worshippers. We became worshippers in the kingdom of Ravan, and we were worthy of worship in the kingdom of Rama. It is now the end of the kingdom of Ravan. From being worshippers, we are becoming worthy of worship once again. Show others the way to remember the Father. Even old mothers should do this service. Give the Father's introduction to your friends and relatives. Tell them, Shiv Baba says, constantly remember me alone and you will become the masters of heaven. Incorporeal Shiv Baba is Baba, the bestower of salvation for all. He tells all souls, remember me and you will become Satopradhan. It is easy to explain this. Even the old mothers can do this service. This is the main thing. Whenever you go to weddings or other gatherings, whisper this in their ears. The God of the Gita says, remember me. Everyone will like this point. There is no need to say a great deal. Simply give the Father's message. He says, remember me. Acha, just think that God is inspiring you. You see or hear it said in your dreams. The Father says, remember me and you will become Satopradhan. You should simply have this one concern and your boat will go across. We now belong to the unlimited Father in a practical way and are claiming our inheritance from him for 21 births. Therefore there should be that happiness. It is when you forget the Father that there is difficulty. The Father tells you so easily, remember me. Everyone will then understand that you have found the right path. No one else can show this path to others. The time will come when you won't be able to leave your home. You will shed your bodies while remembering the Father. Those who remember Shiv Baba in their final moments will then go into the clan of Narayan. They will go into the dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan. They will claim a royal status again and again. just remember the Father with love. How can you love someone without remembering him? You remember someone who gives you happiness. You don't love someone who causes you sorrow. The Father says, I make you into the masters of heaven. Therefore love me. You should follow the Father's directions. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Never be careless about this study. Claim your full inheritance before the war begins. 2. Follow Srimat and remember the Father with a great deal of love. Blessing. May you be a completely pure and true Brahmin and stop any waste in your thoughts, attitude and awareness. Check your thoughts, attitude and awareness. Let it not be that you did something wrong, you repented for it, you asked for forgiveness, and you became free. No matter how much someone asks for forgiveness, the trace of any sin or wasteful action cannot be erased. The register would not be clean and spotless. Do not just use this custom and system, but have this awareness. I am a completely pure soul. Impurity cannot touch me in any thoughts, attitude or awareness. For this, be cautious at every step. Slogan. Use the Father's company and you will never become disheartened. Avyakt signal. Finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, pure. To put the significance of purity into your practical life means to be victorious over all the five vices, even in your thoughts. Wasteful thoughts create anger. Therefore, if there is any lustful or wasteful vision towards any soul, that is not considered to be purity. So surrender those wasteful thoughts out of love for the Father. Om Shanti.